Radar Patrol Automotive Podcast. Joining me this evening is Neil.
Hello.
And June.
Hello.
Nathan's here.
June Nathan is here.
Oh, Lord. We started off early, haven't we?
Oh, God. Niall's going to shoot me now saying that word. And my name is Jeff.
No, my name is Neil.
It's not. How the devil is everybody?
Well, now it's Jews and the devil all in one sentence.
Well, just it's so much Neil in this room. I'm just
my name's Niall.
It's, anyway. It's not though, is it?
I mean, it is actually. I've just checked. As I've said, when I connect to my Alexa downstairs, it says now playing from Neil's iPhone. And I think it's my door's always open because it is fucking hot still. Mm. And I have to go, Neil, to myself every time. That's it.
Neil.
Thank you so much for listening. Good night.
Bye.
Bye. Both
hope
bye.
You enjoyed the car content. Goodbye.
Do you want to plug the Patreon early doors?
No, I don't want to do it.
Okay. So, I need to apologise.
How many new sign-ups have we had?
What, since the last time we plugged it?
Yeah.
None.
Cool.
I tell you who didn't sign up. Callum Widge.
Callum Widge. Oh.
Oh, who did? And I have an apology for Callum. Messaged me saying, oh my fucking God, that was, you know, what a shout out that was. You know, no pressure now to get it ready.
Well, now we're
going to
mug
boys.
You right off.
No. Well, yeah, tight fisted cunt.
Yeah, that.
But I was so like, oh fucking hell, brilliant. Yeah, he's messaged. Because he, genuinely, it was released on Friday. By about 11 o'clock on Friday morning, I had a message from him. And I took a screenshot, I sent it to the group chat with you two.
Yeah.
And I got on with my day. I totally forgot to reply.
Horrible
so,
bastard.
I have a verbal apology, Callum. I do apologise.
He's not sorry.
If you accept my apology, patreon.com/lemonlifeautopod. If you don't, unfortunately, accept my apology, patreon.com/lemonlifeautopod. Get into the Discord and tell me why you don't accept it. Fuck anything else. The Discord's where it's at, innit?
Yeah.
But genuinely, we say this often. It peaks and troughs as anything. But it is fucking brilliant because that's where we go to share everything. If we see a nice car on the road, we'll take a picture, put it in the Discord. If we're doing something interesting for the day, we'll take a picture, put it in the Discord. If Betty's bought another new car again, he takes a picture and puts it in the Discord, you know? If I've worked on the compact, I take a picture, put it in the Discord. If John's washed one of his cars, he takes a picture, put it in the Discord. You're getting the idea. That's where it all goes on. And we discuss these kind of things. There's stuff on pod that we talk about. Motorsport, you know, memes, brilliantly. You know, get on over there. And on top of that, there's about 80-odd back catalogue. Henry messaged me. He's listening to episode 12 at the minute. I don't know why.
No.
I don't know if he just picked a random one.
What? Of the Patreon?
The Patreon, yeah.
That's probably a quiz. I think we probably peaked earlier and run out of material by that point.
Well, you know, there's this thing.
Good plug, by the way.
There's this whole wahey thing that's going around at the minute. Me and Henry keep waheying each other.
Yeah, I don't really understand that.
No, that makes two of us.
It's Niall trying desperately to cling on to his youth, isn't it?
No.
And by that, I don't mean clinging on to
like
Benny.
You're wrong. I'm desperately and failing to cling on to my youth is what I'm doing, actually.
Your youth is long gone, mate.
There's a man on TikTok and social media and streaming and the rest of it. He's on Instagram as well before you fucking me. And his catchphrase, brilliantly thought up. I don't know how he's done it, really. The man's a genius. Is wahey.
I guess wahey.
Wahey.
Yeah.
And he's brought back wahey, and it's brilliant. And it's funny.
It's nearly as annoying as that fat bloke going bosh all the time.
I don't say bosh, do I?
Wow.
Wahey! So me and Henry wahey each other. And I said on one of the episodes, I just dropped a wahey. Because it's been around for generations, hasn't it? And he said, he sent me a message. He said, Patreon, 12 and a half minutes in, episode 12, you waheyed before it was cool or something like that. And I was like, kin trendsetter. And I went back and listened to it. And it was around the time, I can't remember why, but you drove here and then left in a mood. Because I don't think I was back in time or something like that, if you remember.
Oh, yeah. That was funny. Well, for
because,
me, it was.
Well, it was the episode after that, because there was a lot of references to it. And it was so nice, genuinely. I'm not saying this to plug the Patreon, but it was so nice to listen back to that probably 3 years down the line.
Yeah.
And, like, listen to it blind or deaf. Deaf, I suppose. And almost like a listener. So you have 80-odd episodes.
How long have we been doing the Patreon for?
80-odd episodes?
Long
maybe it's a couple
time.
Of years, I think.
Minute or two, isn't that?
Yeah.
So we're just doing this 6 years, aren't we?
Yeah. Just scary, isn't it?
Six Mental. Years, and we've still got seven listeners.
I know, but we love all of them.
We're doing quite well.
We love you more when you sign up to the Patreon.
Yes.
Callum. And your mate. Eco Boom Boy.
Eco Boom, yeah.
But yeah, honestly, sign up. It's currently £3 per month plus the VAT, which is a fucking bargain. And as we've said, we don't always talk about car stuff. So, John, your memory is so much better than mine. What have we talked about in the last one? Very funny, the last one.
Lots it of, was, actually.
Lots music. Of out loud laughter going on.
Yeah, Steel, I mean, Steel Panther. It started as
Michael Barrymore. Seems...
Michael Barrymore did come up.
No, it's...
Stuart didn't, unfortunately. Bit of patron energy there for you.
It started off as a sort of, I'll say, musically based episode.
It did what it did and tangents.
And as per, we went off on a totally wild tangent.
Yeah.
And it ended up with Niall admitting that A, he fancied Michael Barrymore.
No, I didn't say that.
No, sorry. Who was it?
Barry White.
Yeah, that's it. Do me a favour, sign up to Patreon, just so you can hear how incorrect that is.
Yeah.
Well...
I guess we'll never know.
I reckon he's more likely to end up in Michael Barrymore's pool than he is...
And then basically Niall telling us that he's really tempted to have a midlife crisis and effectively just start dressing up as a cowboy.
Correct, yeah.
Yes.
Which all of us are on board with.
Yeah, we all think it's cool.
But, yeah.
But then
yeah,
we discussed
yeah, it.
It was funny,
it.
To be yeah. fair.
It was funny.
And I think you should. I think you should be your true self, Niall.
Neil could be my cowboying alter
your
ego.
Cowboying pseudonym.
Yeah.
Yes, it could.
Howdy, partner. The name's Neil.
Neil, bitch.
Neil Drill.
Neil, bitch. Oh, helly. But yeah, we talk about that at great length, and it was utterly hilarious.
It was, actually. A very funny episode.
I enjoyed that. So do yourself a favour, go listen to it. They're 30 minutes long.
Got to
take.
30 odd minutes. Niall said, well, we are at... And I was like, fuck off, are we?
Yeah,
no, genuine.
Do you know why? And this is a fact, actually. Because when you're having fun, time flies.
Mm.
Yes.
And that's exactly what happened while we were recording that. We were having fun, weren't we?
Yeah.
Thus...
I enjoyed it.
Time flew.
There you go.
Endless scope to take the piss out of Neil. So, yeah.
As always, I do leave that door quite wide open.
Yeah, it's a pretty wide door, that, isn't it?
It is. Well, I've got a fit for it, so... Anywho, so yeah, sign up to Patreon at patreon.com/lemonlifeautopod. The link is in the description. Sign up from £3 a month, which is a bargain. What's that a week, Bulge? Do some maths quick. Times by 52. Nope.
It's not actually. £500.
You times it by 12. 75. How much is it, Bulge?
75?
£75? I don't think so.
£725.
Should we work out how much is it actually a week?
I don't know.
Well, if it's...
Do you know, it's but it's not 4 weeks in a month, is it, John? Do you know how you work out what the cost of something is a week if you know what it is a month?
Do you know how to speak English?
You times it by 12, and you divide it by 52.
Yes, I know that.
It is 69 morning.
Oi, oi, oi.
Wahey!
Wahey!
It is 69 wahey pence a month. A week. Fucking hell.
English motherfucker.
I was too excited, by the way. I'm sorry. 69 anyway. Pence a week. What's that a day? Hang on. No, it's not. Just fucking sign up, please.
Do you know how to work out a price without VAT?
Take 20% off.
No, you'd think so, wouldn't you?
A quick way?
I do know, but I can't remember it.
Divided by 6 and times by 5.
That's it, yeah.
See, this is why maths is fucking
could you take
retarded.
A fifth out of it? Then it's basically
no
what it is.
Just makes no sense.
Do you want an easy way to work out the VAT?
Add 20%.
Oh, I'd add 20% to something. So it's 50.
I don't know.
Times 1.2.
Oh, I don't do that. Not in my head. Oh, do that in your head then.
What?
Do the like show your workings of timesing 50 by 1.2.
You can't see his head, you dumb fuck.
Verbalise it. Verbalise it.
You times it by... You get work out 10% and times that 10% by 2.
Yeah.
How should you do that?
Move the decimal point. So if it's 50, you move the decimal point, so you get 5.
Yeah.
Times up by 2, which is 10.
Yeah.
So 20% of 50.
Okay.
Is 10. So with the VAT, it's 60 quid.
Okay.
I think if you can work anything out, if you can get to 10%, you can go anywhere from there. Because you can work morning. Because this is a car podcast, not a maths podcast, last time I checked.
Like I say, everyone's turned off now.
Here's a question.
Fuck this, I can go back to school.
Here's a question,
get fucked.
Do you say maths or do you say maths with an F? Be honest.
TH.
Fuck off, Dean. No, you don't. Go on, then, say it.
Maths.
The sound is so ingenuous. Go on, Bulge. I'm so sorry, John.
Fucking hell. Boy.
Honestly, Henry is going to be loving this. We are 10 minutes in and we've wehayed far too much.
We do wehay too much.
That's the problem.
Fucking hell. We are on fire tonight. I think we're just knocking it on the head after this. I don't think we're ever going to beat this. How'd you say it, John?
Well, you all know, because I'm the posh one of the group.
Moths.
Correct, yeah. Moths.
Yeah.
Arithmetic.
No, he ain't got a cock in his mouth.
Do you say maths, do you?
Maths, yeah.
Right, say it slowly. No. Yeah, I say it with a TH as well.
Getting an Ace Ventura from him, then.
Let's move on.
You probably say it with a G. Fucking onion. U-N-G-Y-U-N.
Right, it pisses me off because Nungers. I say that word and people go, and they repeat it. And I say, you say it then. And it sounds exactly the same as what I've just said.
In your brain.
Onion. You say it now.
Onion.
That was too emphasised. You didn't say that.
Okay.
Onion.
Onion.
I said onion.
So you say onion, do you?
Yeah, onion.
Onion. Onion.
Very caramelised onions, boy.
God, I do like some caramelised onions, Ryan.
You like caramelised everything, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
That's my problem.
It's a problem.
That's why
diabetes!
That's why I weigh too much. Fucking diabetes. Anyway, some car stuff. You went to Boolooloo, didn't you?
Boolooloo.
Boogaloo, yeah.
Public place.
Not invited, yeah.
Is Damon Hill's 1996 William still there?
Didn't go in the museum. I was a little distracted because of
what
some things going on.
Hello, that
not
kind
like
of visit
that.
Was it?
Roadhead.
Definitely not that. Oh.
Disabled toilet was a free.
No.
You leave first. I'll give it 5 minutes, and I'll see you outside.
No. So
such a good liar, Bulge.
We sort of wander around. They got the bit in the middle where they run the cars up and down, which is quite good. They're trying to make it into like a mini Goodwood, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so they like get people that... There's a lot of Mustangs. So we were a bit like those hay bales ain't going to hold them cars back. we were stood there going, do you reckon this Mustang's going to go through and maim all those people over there? Oh, no, it didn't.
Oh, no. He's got a tank slapper right there. Oh, he's kept on.
He's done a massive burnout. No, he's still got hold of it.
There must have been professional drivers in.
No, just people on the fucking stands, I think. There's a lot of empty spaces, yeah.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah.
How far is Beaulieu from here, then?
A couple of hours.
100-something miles, yes. Yeah, two and a bit hours. From here, it's probably 2 or 3
New Forest is a problem.
Near Southampton, isn't it?
Ark.
It's that shitty area to get to.
Yeah.
Means going near the M27, which is never fun.
Ugh.
And driving through Salisbury, never fun.
Ugh.
Yeah. You've got to drive through Somerset.
Ugh.
Yeah, I don't know why you'd do that.
This is totally unrelated, but do you know how roads are numbered?
No, I actually don't.
It's to do with
don't.
Regions, isn't it? So it like is. A3 is like... going one direction and A4 is going the other. I did read up on it
it's
the other day.
It's all to
remember.
Do with where the road starts. So the southwest
road.
This is
what a road.
So this region that we are in, the southwest, is three.
God's country apart from Devon.
A303, A30. They all start
38.
They all start with three.
Yeah.
But the M5 runs through here, you say. The Midlands is five. Well, it's not Midlands. It's like Midlands and the North West.
Yeah.
So you get M53, M57, M5. That's all the ones I know, really. But people think M1, no, that was the first one. Famously, it isn't. But that's why. That's how they're named. So any road, even the B roads around here, they're all B371 and all
the
rest of it.
Yeah, the
B3, every single road that starts in this region... starts with three.
Get on.
Straight up.
Every day's a bloody learning day.
Or something like that, yes.
Or something.
Every school's a learning day. So, yeah, that's it. Sorry, you said the M... 27? Nope.
M27, yeah.
Oh, you did say 27.
Yeah. Southampton.
Southampton, isn't it? It's a bit of a weird place to get to, isn't it?
It's one of those, yeah. The New Forest, especially.
It's a pain in the ass.
It is a fucking... You look at it and you're like, well, for 2.5 hours, if I got on the M5... Like, I would be...
Other side of Birmingham.
A fucking long way.
Yeah. You'd be past Birmingham.
Yeah.
Let's say otherwise.
Sorry, I mispronounced it then. Sorry, you'd be well past Birmingham.
Birmingham. Way past Balaclava headrest.
Yeah, with a Balaclava headrest. Come on, Miz, we've got to go back down to Devon with a Balaclava headrest.
Still don't know why he's from Yorkshire.
He is.
Or why he's of an Asian persuasion.
Something about white roses, red roses, I can't keep up.
Yeah, anyway.
So yeah, I went to Booloo. There's quite a lot of empty spaces. It's almost like they put in provisions for a lot of cars and then a lot of them didn't turn up.
Well, I don't think it's because it's too far away, but I don't ever see anything being advertised by Booloo, and I'm pretty sure I follow all the socials.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's all the algorithm. It knows your location.
Yeah.
I mean, I went to Haynes recently, so now since I've been to Haynes... I keep getting adverts for Haynes.
Yeah, come to Haynes.
Yeah,
I've already been.
I just did, though.
What do you want from me?
Yeah. So I'm getting these fucking adverts. Pay once, come for a year. I know. I went there for the year because I'd already fucking paid before you, Burke. Sorry, John.
I don't understand how they make money on that.
Because
must be some sort of government.
No, I imagine
government.
Not many people take advantage of it.
No,
and also the people that do take advantage wouldn't be paying to go again anyway.
Yeah, true.
So it's just another thing they can go. If you join, come here for a whole year if you want. People go, oh my god, it's insane.
Because like the Fleet Air Arm Museum down the road do it as well.
Oh, do they?
Yeah,
Eden Project do as well.
They fucking want to.
Yeah.
Fucking need to.
How much is that fucking place to get into these days?
Oh, I haven't been for a good few years.
What is it? Is it just a giant greenhouse full of plants?
Pretty much.
Yeah, but it's pretty interesting, genuinely.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I like a farm shop, so... there you go.
Yeah.
They've got everything in here.
No,
it's really expensive.
There's some fucking cool plants in there.
Oh, get on. Is it basically like... Yeah, it must be like an aquarium and no fish. I don't know what I meant by that.
you are...
I think in my head, I thought, well, an aquarium isn't like particularly interesting. It's not engaging massively, but it's still good fun to go to.
Mm.
Same with the Eden Project.
Okay.
If you rock up, so
it's just the prog.
Yeah, the Eden Project. So, if you were to rock up,
all right, me babber.
Yeah.
How much did it get in your end, isn't?
For John and Penny, because Archie's still in the five, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
So Archie's free.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
He's older than
you
that.
And Penny. It's going to cost in the region of £70.
Yeah.
Me to tears. Well, just a rocker. How much did advance to Keats?
They're only £3 cheaper.
# not an ad.
Yeah.
We are not sponsored by the Eden Project or the people associated there forthwith.
But then...
No.
Everything's
like it now, isn't it?
Where can you go like that isn't going to be £30 to get in?
Haynes.
Yeah, but that's fine if you're interested in cars.
True.
And
if you're not interested in plants.
I think it's tricky to say that you're not interested. I mean, if you're not interested in plants at all,
yeah.
Like,
I could... the last thing I want to do is look at some plants.
Don't like broccoli, and I'm not into smoking cannabis, so I don't like plants.
Then you're not going there, are you?
Yeah.
So
no, true.
Someone goes, do you want to go to the Eden Project? You go, no. Why?
I could have gone with school, but I just didn't. They hold, I'm pretty sure, don't they hold, like, bands and
Yeah, they do big concerts. And,
really?
Yeah. Yeah.
They kind of had to diversify because once everyone had been there and gone, plants, yeah.
Isn't that where they had the summit as well? Was that the Eden Project?
Or summit?
Summit?
The G7 or whatever it was.
Oh, they might have done
that. Oh,
yeah,
probably. Yeah, more than likely.
That's where all the rich people fly to Cornwall.
To talk about saving the
environment.
That's right.
To talk about normal people not flying anywhere.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, and obviously the closest they could get to would have been...
Yeah.
Newquay if they came on a fucking Cessna.
Yeah.
So they probably had to fly to Bristol.
Yeah.
And then convoy down in Escalades.
Mm. With a, entourage.
Mm. Yeah. Which have also been flown
in. Is that a French word?
It sounds French,
doesn't
it?
Entourage.
But then Chevrolet is French.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a French bloke who started Chevrolet.
Was it?
Yeah, French immigrant.
I bet he was called Pierre.
Might have been.
He was a doctor, was he?
No, he's an engineer.
And then
calm down, Henry.
Didn't they employ a young John DeLorean? Didn't he work for Chevrolet?
I think he worked for GM.
Oh, he was a GM
because
he
was responsible for the Pontiac GTO, wasn't
he? That's right. Fuck this! I want some Irish stainless steel
and some cocaine.
Some gullwing doors.
I'm gonna spend Maggie's money on cocaine.
Not making any fucking money here. Right, I got a good idea.
They reckon they sort of finished off Colin Chapman, don't they?
What, cocaine?
No, because he had a heart attack because of cocaine. Might have been cocaine.
Oh, when he found out John DeLorean had been nicked of all of his money.
And he was like, oh, my heart, I'm done, basically.
Wasn't he from Norfolk?
Probably.
So he sounded like he was from Devon.
Maybe he's riding his sister at the time, who knows?
Steady, we have a listener from Norfolk.
Have we?
Yeah, one of my favourite listeners.
Michael from South Carolina.
He is my favourite, I think, Michael from South Carolina. Although he got really narky that we didn't go to Belgium to see him, because he doesn't understand that America is so vast.
Yeah, Belgium isn't just a hop round the corner.
No, to him it is.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah, to us
it's
like,
time zones.
Do you mean I've got to go to Birmingham? I'm not going to fucking Birmingham. I don't care if it's only 150 miles up the road. I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to Birmingham.
Matt Lake.
Yes, of course.
Electric car Matt.
Ah, okay.
Who has a Polestar and very cleverly, very humorously names it his... What does he call it?
Brilliant.
Must be good.
You fucking love this bloke, don't you? Can't even remember what he nicknames his car.
He calls it a Molester. I can't remember why.
Yeah, like a Molestar.
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 Yeah, that's it. The star part.
Yeah.
That's what I kind
well
of...
done.
Well done.
Ruin that joke.
Don't grab it unless you've got one. But yeah, he's from Norfolk.
Yeah. Shouldn't it be called, like, I don't know, Cheyenne or Dakota or something? That's a stripper name, isn't it?
I mean, I don't know. You seem to know. Burn. Yeah, your stripping days are behind you, though, aren't they?
They are. I made no money at that game.
Was there anything else you wanted to say about Boulieu? Or?
So you didn't actually go in?
No.
You kept that quiet downstairs.
Well, we went in the museum a couple of years ago, and I can't imagine it's changed much, to be honest. And
no.
There were a lot of fucking people there, so it's like
exactly what we were just saying. Like, if someone said to me,
let's go to Haynes.
Let's go to Haynes.
Oh, the Red Room's exactly the same.
Listen, we've got to go to Haynes, and I'll be like, well, I'm happy to go, but
do we have to?
I have been twice, so probably...
Much the same.
Going to be the same cars that were there.
I know, it's two things that changed when I went.
The sign outside.
And the price.
The price, yeah. No, the first thing I noticed that the room after the Red Room was...
the Blue Room.
Empty.
Oh.
Which it wasn't when I last went. And the last time I went there, there was podcast adjacent. The room at the end was dedicated to Drive Tribe. And the girl that designed our original logo, that we don't use anymore, works for Drive Tribe now. So her picture was on the wall. A girl called Eve, got an E36. And I was like, huh. I'm in Haynes Motor Museum, and the girl that designed our logo is there on the wall. That's now gone. And it's talking about like cars of the future and hydrogen and fucking electric this and self-driving cars. And I was like, well, I'm finished in the bold room now. I need to go fucking look at something else. That was it.
Cool.
There's a DeLorean there. Talking of DeLoreans.
I think there was a DeLorean there when I went.
Oh, the main room?
Yeah.
Nothing's changed.
No.
Nothing's changed. I mean, it's local. It's cool.
Yeah.
How many times have you been to Beaulieu?
I don't think I've ever been to Beaulieu Motor Museum.
Really?
I don't think I have.
Well, Motor Museum is quite good, in fairness.
Yeah,
but
it is
like
good.
Most motor museums, once you've seen it, you've kind of seen it.
But I've been to the New Forest on countless times, mm-hmm. and every time...
Dogging.
Every time I go, really must go into Boulieu Motor Museum.
Mm.
But we didn't think about it, and now we're going home. So, next time.
Maybe next time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should we go to the Motor Museum? Penny goes, no.
Hold on, let me... No.
How do I politely say this? Nah, fuck it. No.
Get fucked. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been once, and I enjoyed it. Mm. And I thought it would be disgusting money to get into, but I looked at it downstairs, and if you do book in advance, it's £25.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
No, yeah. It's all right.
In the scheme of things. I want to go to... Is it Burton-on-the-Water?
Burton-on-the-Water, yeah.
What's it called?
Burton-on-the-Water.
Burton. Yeah. I don't know why. There's something going on there, carved out.
There is a car, small museum there. Yeah. Do you remember that little museum we found in Morton Amstead?
Yeah.
It's gone now.
Yeah, I know. It's been gone for a little while.
But that was like a random find. We back in when we used to go for jaunts on a Sunday afternoon.
Because we had nothing else to do.
Nothing else to do. So it's like, let's go drive around Dartmoor.
Let's go drive. Yeah, I used to love our drives around Dartmoor.
And yeah, we found that we're driving through Morton Amstead. It's like, there's a fucking museum there. Mm. It's open, let's go in.
Yeah.
And it was like £2 to get in or something.
Something
wasn't
like
it?
That, wasn't it?
The old boy loved it, didn't they?
Yeah, it was it's like a bucket at the entrance. Just chuck some money in here if you want to come in. And we went to that one in Denby.
Yeah.
Behind the asylum.
Yeah. That was random, wasn't it?
That was really random.
I don't know if you've ever been in the one at,
I've not,
at Lynmouth.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the one in Taunton. I've not been to that one either.
Oh, the one in Taunton's quite good.
Yeah.
Is it? Right.
Yeah. But the one in Lynmouth, the little museum there, mm-hmm. It's quite interesting. It don't cost... It's free.
Oh, so get on, even bucks that. Well, it's in Lynmouth.
Yeah, no shit.
It's down...
I can't think where it is.
Lynmouth.
Lynmouth, yeah. If you head towards...
Shut up, Neil.
Head towards the water.
You prick.
And then the road that goes round to the left and takes you towards the cliff railway.
Yeah.
Way, way before that, the corner is on the left there. But, yeah, it's all right effectively...
Walking.
It's about the size of this house. It's an upstairs and a downstairs. Maybe a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
But...
Call me out like that on the pod.
What'd you call him?
So, yeah, but anyway. Niall, any updates?
On the car museum in Lynmouth? I've never been.
It's not a car museum.
Motor museum?
No, it's just a museum.
Is it?
Yeah.
Tell you one museum that was quite interesting, the Dartmoor Prison Museum.
Yeah, I found that interesting.
That was quite interesting.
Never been there.
I think it's shut now, isn't it?
Yeah,
the prison's not open, is it?
Yeah. That was quite good.
What other museums do you like? Barometer
World. Weather?
Barometer World.
Anyway, cars. What have you done? Nothing. Nobody tells me nothing.
No, nothing. Bought a service kit for the daily, which has gone up considerably.
Has it?
I say a kit, it's an oil and filter change, but on eBay... £75. I want to say Miller's, but I don't think it is. What's the other one that begins with M?
Morris?
Motul?
No. Nope. What's a good one that starts with M?
Motul?
Mobil?
Mobil?
Is it Mobil or Mobil?
Who cares?
That?
Kin Miller's.
Miller and Carter's.
So it was Miller's all along.
Yes, right. All right. Miserable.
All that.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
fucking good. Miller's.
So it is some litres of oil. Hang on.
Did you get that from OP Oils?
No. eBay. Bear with me. Chat amongst yourselves. Why can't it fucking hit me click on her?
Well, I've got a courtesy car.
How's that going for you?
It's incredibly dull.
Yes.
That I do need to try and put it into dynamic. I've got an Audi Q3. TFSI,
or Numbabil.
A 35 TFSI, whatever the fuck that means, I don't 1. Know.
1.5.
Haven't they
turbo.
Dropped that? Audi's weird number system. They've dropped that, haven't they?
I don't know.
The 30, 40, 50, because it meant nothing to nobody.
Nobody tells me nothing.
10 litres of Miller's, of oil. Miller's oil.
Miller's of oil?
Miller's of oil. 10 litres of Miller's, and a Bosch oil filter. With O-ring and a sump plug. Used to cost £75 when I last serviced it.
£100.
Which was in April. It's now £90.
Yeah, but 10 litres of oil?
Yeah, but it was £75. Basically, what's happened is I thought, fucking hell, that's cheap. And now it's come up to probably what it should be. And I've gone, oh, what the fucking hell's going on here, mate?
Mm.
But yeah, so I bought that, and that's pretty much what I've done. John, you have a courtesy car. Tell us more. Why do you have a courtesy car?
Is it thrilling?
You all know why I've got a courtesy car, because fuck all's happening with the BMW.
Okay.
It's going through insurance, hence a courtesy car.
Yeah, so you've
have
got...
Have you neutral-blocked the courtesy car yet?
I don't think you can you, on modern shit?
I don't know.
Because that would have been like, back in the day, it would have been, ha-ha, let's see what this does.
Yeah.
Way.
Yump, way. Yump, bum, 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 bang!
No, it ain't got Omex.
Yeah, it's an Audi Q3 35 TFSI.
1 litre, isn't it?
I don't know if it's either think, a 1 litre or a 1.4.
I think it's a 1.5,
or
I think.
But it's incredibly fucking drab. Mm. It's incredibly fucking plastic inside.
You said the interior was nice?
No, I said the dashboard's nice.
As in the cluster?
The cluster, yeah.
The rest of it's just melted down action then.
Yeah.
Japanese, is it?
Mm. Borderline.
Yeah.
And I genuinely, but I said this before about a Q3, not on here, on the pod, that is.
Not on that chair.
Simon at work, he had an Audi Q3. Probably 6, maybe 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. So he had the model previous to the one that I've got. And there was a day that I had to drive it to Exeter for one reason or another, whatever it mm-hmm. was. And when I got back, I said to my old man, I said, I tell you, you are buying that car because it's got an Audi badge. That is the only reason you're buying it. And I don't know. I haven't even looked to see what a brand new Audi Q3 is. But I would imagine that that car in that trim level, etc., is probably still going to be close to 30 grand, isn't it? It's an Audi.
I'd have thought so.
And I just can't help but think...
Probably more.
If you went and spent that money on something of a similar size, a Nissan Juke, or maybe even a Kumquat, but it's a white goods vehicle, isn't it? Let's be honest.
Yeah.
You're not buying it because you think, oh, do you know, I'd love an Audi Q3.
I'm such a cash car enthusiast.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever said that.
I've been Googling for days. I can't find the cash car owners club.
I don't know what the Skoda equivalent is. Though. I know the Q5 would
Quackish or something it's called, isn't it?
Kamikaze?
Yeah, because I know the Q5 would be the Kodiak, or the Q might even be the Q7.
Yeah, because the Kodiak's massive.
But if you went and bought the Skoda version and spent the same money, you would at least have leather seats mm-hmm. and some niceties in there. And this is the PCP pandemic, isn't it?
That's the problem. Is it'll probably be just as cheap, if not slightly more expensive, and I do mean slightly more expensive, to have that Q3 over a Skoda variant, which would be a better spec.
Yes. And I just don't understand it. I really don't, you know. But I will try it tonight on the way home.
Top speed run.
I'm going to put it into sport mode.
Hell yeah, brother!
Because it
uncomfortable
is,
gear changes. That's all you're
getting. Yeah,
probably. But it is so unresponsive because it's saving the environment that it's fucking dangerous.
Yeah,
you know, you pull out.
Morning.
And you're like,
done that for a while. I'll be gone.
Bam.
Turn the steering wheel. Accelerate out of this junction. We'll fucking move then. You know, and it's not like I get in the Beamer and I'm like, yeah, I know. I'll fucking Sport Plus traction control off. I'm gonna launch it out of this junction. But if I lift in the BMW, if I just lift off the brake pedal, it moves, and then you touch the throttle. And you are being propelled forwards.
Yeah.
You know, and that thing, you lift off the brake pedal and fuck all happens, by the way.
Yeah.
Because it's got this soft brake on it, the soft handbrake on
it,
that comes on fucking immediately when you get to 0 miles an hour. So if you're approaching a roundabout,
you go and dip the arse as it pulls the handbrake
and,
on.
And you're like, oh, fuck you. Like
fuck you, three.
Yeah.
That's why they named it that.
Absolutely fine if the vehicle can sense you're on an incline and you're in stop-start traffic. Fantastic.
Godsend.
Don't have to do anything. It's already... But when you've just got to a roundabout and you go, oh, I can go after this car, so I just need to... Oh, fuck me, now I can't go. I can't go now because the handbrake came on and the car's going, polar bears.
But you also have edged forward enough that you're now a hazard on that roundabout. Yes. Brilliant.
Yeah.
How did the accident happen, the car?
See, it's just technology, isn't it? Because I got into a 26-plate DAF the other day.
DAF AIDS.
Went driving around the yard to find my trailer, family trailer, pulled into a position to reverse under the trailer, put it in reverse, pushed the throttle, nothing. So I'm sat in the middle of the yard, which is busy as fuck, with a truck that won't move. It's like, why is the fucking throttle not working? Put it in drive. Nope, still no throttle. Put it in neutral, revs up. Put it in reverse. Won't move. I had to turn it off for 5 minutes.
Surely it's gone wrong. That's not a safety feature.
Yeah, I don't.
Apparently, according to the mechanic, apparently if you try to go from drive to reverse too quickly, it goes, I don't know. I can't do it.
I don't know.
Like the old fucking diesel forklift.
Yeah. It just sits there going,
that sounds like a DAF problem.
I know you want me to do something, but
all DAF all of a sudden.
No, you're going to have to turn me off and back on again, but not immediately. It's going to have to be at least 2 to 3 minutes before you can restart the engine and move. In the meantime, everyone's queuing up because I'm at the entrance to the yard to get onto the trailer. It's like, well, I feel like a dickhead now.
Yeah, who's this rookie? Everyone's I've been doing going, this for quite a few years.
Oh,
actually.
Yeah, fucking agency driver, yeah.
Yeah.
He can't work his fucking trucks. Like, no, it's a daft.
These
shit.
Foreign cunts are coming. Oh, he's English.
Oh, no, just looks foreign.
Oh, he's punching the transport manager.
How's he got three legs?
You can get his steps pretty quickly with three legs.
I mean, you don't like modern things, let alone modern cars.
Modern.
Stop. Like modern. Yeah.
No.
You haven't listened to any music past 2003. Fact.
No, a bit later than that. 06?
Four?
About 06.
All right, fine.
That's cut off, really.
To put it into perspective, you were probably, what, 18 then? You're nearly 40.
19.
So, anyway.
No, 19.
Nice.
One from the 80s.
One from the 80s, yeah.
Even more out of date.
So, you don't like modern things. And I've always been like, fucking hell, bold you fucking. That's because I haven't actually been in anything modern for about 10 years.
Yeah.
And I did mention it, but I went in my brother's nearly brand new Tiguan.
And it just beeps at you constantly.
Oh, it beeps at you, it cuts in and out, and just all this stuff that is designed to be a safety feature becomes more of a fucking hazard.
Yep.
Like, you're driving down the motorway.
Just a distraction.
Because it doesn't know what cruise control is anymore. Cruise control's dead and gone, as we know it. It's now radar guided, which is a fucking joke.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, someone pulls out in front of you, 10 car lengths ahead, meow, and you start slowing down in the fucking middle lane.
For no reason.
And the car you were overtaking, all of a sudden you're not overtaking him anymore. Oh, fucking hell.
They're looking at you
dawdling
like,
in the middle
fuck
lane.
What is wrong with you?
Indicated back into the slow lane, and he went to me, oh my God, why are you doing these things? It's fucking stupid. And he was backing into a parking space in Tesco.
It just rammed the brakes
on the brakes so violently because someone walked past the back of his car.
Yeah.
Dead, stop. It's a fucking hell.
So those new trucks, they've got this, the new ones, 26 plates, have got a little like infrared camera that looks at your eyes. Just looks at your eyes. That's all it's there for. God knows what it's doing to your retinas, blasting it with fucking IR and whatnot. But you'll be driving along. I got on the motorway at Bridgewater and start going up.
Ugh,
yeah, I know.
Getting shit old.
Dodger smackhead.
Yeah, Somerset.
From Devon. They're interlopers.
on holiday.
Yeah. So, you're going up the motorway, and now...
You can go up the motorway these days.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I got it into gear this time.
No, I just meant fucking M5's like a car park.
It just decided to... But yeah, it was early-ish in the morning. Oh, okay. Yeah, and all... Yeah. Anyhow, going up the motorway, and it keeps going, bing, bing,
there's
bing,
a baddie going
bing,
past,
at me. It's like...
Hot girl.
But
bing. Yeah. Bing, yeah, I'll give you 5%.
It's Miles' voice, it just goes bing at you.
Bing, bing. I'll give you 5%.
Yeah. But you'll be driving up the road, and obviously, to look in the mirrors on the passenger side, you have to turn your head.
Yeah.
Right? You have no choice, you can't eyeball it, you've got to turn your head. And even the ones on the passenger side, you've got to really turn your head to look out of them properly. And every time I moved my eyes off of dead ahead, it goes, bing, pay attention to the road.
No.
And a little message comes up.
Take your eyes off the road to read the message.
Exactly. Exactly. So I'm there reading it. I heard the noise, and I was like, what the fuck is wrong with this thing? Why is it fucking beeping at me? I'm not doing it. I'm just driving this odd thing up the road. And
so you take your eyes off the road to do something of safety, and it goes, put your eyes on the road, please.
Yeah.
It gives you a message that you have to... So you have to look away from the road twice, one of which for safety, the other one for danger. Man.
And if you put your hand over it, it comes up going...
Wait.
Sorry, it's more this angle. If you put your hand over it, or you obstruct it for any reason, it kicks off on the dash and there's a yellow warning that comes up and it starts beeping at you constantly.
Nah, I couldn't...
It's like, I did discover, however, in between it going bing at me every time I took my eyes off of the road, you can go into the menu and turn all these things off. There's like a checklist and you just go... So,
reset.
Lane departure warning, fuck off, don't need that, go away. Because every time we go near a white line, it buzzes at you. It's like, no, I'm trying to change lanes to overtake something, fuck off. So that gets turned off. The emergency braking stays on because if you turn that off and something happens, they're just going to say, well, that was your fault. It's like, well, if I was in that 67-plate Scania over there that doesn't have that. You know, so that stays on, but it doesn't. It's not intrusive on the newer ones. The older ones, you go under a bridge, and it would see the shadow of the bridge shit itself and apply the brakes. It's like, what the fuck is? Why am I doing a full emergency stop for no reason? What's going on? So that goes,
it's interrupting my masturbation.
Do you mind? I'm trying to watch a pornography movie. Do you mind?
I'm trying to murder this prostitute on the bunk.
I didn't hear that warning of the death growl from the prostitute on the bench.
So that gets turned off, and you can turn off... So if it thinks you're drowsy, starts flashing on the dash at you. You turn that off. You turn off the one that tracks your eyeballs. But the problem is, every time you turn the ignition off, you've got to turn it all off again.
Mm-hmm.
But it just becomes muscle memory after a minute. But it was so distracting, thinking, what the fuck is that noise all about?
Yeah.
Because if you miss a message, because it goes on and off immediately... So the moment it sees you take your eyes off the road, it goes on, and then the moment you're like, what the fuck? And your head turns more dead ahead, it goes away, and you're like, well, what the fuck? And then it's going off, and it's only when you're sort of 10 seconds into this,
honestly,
whilst you're doing nearly,
backwards, isn't
it? Nearly 60 miles an hour down the road, and you're like, what is beeping at me? It's just distracting. It's
I was about to say, rather than sort of just driving the damn thing, which... I think they've done for about 100 years without major drama, really, haven't they?
Yeah, we're pretty good at it these days in general.
Yeah, most of you. You know, more deaths caused to prostitutes than, you know, road-going sort of thing.
Definitely.
A lot of angry people, mind, is sort of... Maybe they can monitor that. Road rage detected.
Yeah.
I got pissed off with Lloyd Driver earlier on, actually.
Oh, here we go. This should be good.
Don't say it like that, because you know I'm on your side these days for the peace and quiet. So, you know, when you're coming off the A30 onto the M5, so you're coming from like Alphington direction-y, for, on that way, do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Right?
As if you come from Cornwall, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The A30, I think it's called.
Yeah.
So, as you join...
But it could mean, you could have meant Honiton, till you explained a bit more.
I could have, yes.
Yeah.
But I meant the other one.
Yeah.
So...
Carry on.
Joining, the M5... doesn't quite start yet, so it's two lanes, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And it goes into three lanes. So you join and become the third lane.
Yes.
And there was a lorry in what was now the middle lane.
Yeah.
And I was kind of faced with a dilemma, because I wasn't under him or anything like that morning. I was a little bit further back.
That was later on.
And the way I was accelerating, naturally, I could have carried on as I was. And I thought, whoa, don't want to do that. So I flashed him in. He didn't react straight away. So I flashed him again. And he moved in, and I went around him. And I was expecting, you know, like a sort of motorist pat on the back. And I got nothing. Not a flash, not a hand job, not a thumbs up, niente.
Not a dead prostitute, nothing.
Nothing.
That's what it was, he's busy murdering someone.
And I just thought, ignorant
wanker.
He
didn't have the hand free to give you a thumbs up, because he was...
Yeah, he wanted to thank me, but he couldn't... Oh, man, bling, bing, bing,
yeah,
bing.
Yeah, that's it, it goes mental at you.
Fucking, imagine Harvey Price driving a lorry. What would happen then? Fucking hell.
I think... No, I'm not saying that.
What were you going to say? Nope. No, I won't say it either. It would just go bing, and then the battery would die.
They go bing.
Oh, anywho. What else have we got?
Yeah, modern stuff, shit.
It is shit, isn't it? And you're like, there's fucking screens everywhere. I don't want to use a screen to fucking do the aircon. I was like, you miserable old cunt. Lord, you're right, isn't
you? Yeah. You need, like you were saying earlier in that Q3, you need a physical button for temperature up and down, fan speed, basic stuff that you use all the time. You don't need to be going through a fucking menu.
I don't want to have to look for it.
No.
No, never.
Smell for it.
But yeah, so sort of going back to what we were talking about downstairs.
Hello.
So it...
Way.
I saw a listing on the old Facey Bee the other day. And I thought to myself, that seems awfully cheap.
Yeah.
And as most of you on this, most of our listeners would know, I'm not a Land Rover fan.
No.
I do appreciate a well-built 90 or an Overlander of some description.
A one life live it, yeah.
However,
the other prostitute murderers.
Fucking don't understand why anyone would want to put themselves through that torture of driving one ever. Other than the fact it is a farm vehicle.
Yeah.
And I drive it round because I have bales of hay in the back or dead sheep.
Have you driven a Defender, like an old Defender, any distance?
Yes.
Fucking painful.
Awful.
Absolutely horrible.
I've driven a 2009 Defender from here to Bristol, which is as new as an old-style Defender.
You had a 6-speed gearbox in that.
Yeah.
I drove a 200 TDI 90 from here to fucking Bristol, and I was deaf, blind, feeble, everything by the time I got there.
I've driven TD5s.
The right-hand side of my body didn't work properly because it's wedged against the fucking door, but the pedals are over here and the steering wheel's like fucking up here.
Every time I jump in Benny's 90, I got to shut the door and it just hits the whole of my right side.
The entirety of
it's
you.
Just, it's just caught like, my knee then.
Oh, fuck.
It's half closed and my whole right side hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And somehow...
Defender life, bro.
Somehow, the seat has to be too close to the steering wheel so that you can reach the pedals, which are offset to the left, and all three of them are within the same space as just the accelerator pedal on any other car.
Yeah.
Or something.
It's all right. At least you don't need cruise control because it'll only do 60 miles an hour anyway.
Yeah.
You just hold your foot flat.
I have driven an array of Defenders from... skanky old farm trucks to as modern a Defender as you of the old style Defender as you could buy to big off-roady fucking 35 inch tires and winches and exterior cages and everything in between, and I hated all of them.
Some guards,
every single one of them, as soon as you actually have to drive it, hated it. However, on the other side of the Land Rover.
On the flip side.
You have got the Discovery. Which, Discovery 1, famously, just as bad as a 90 to drive.
Same motor.
Discovery 2,
terrible.
Equally as bad.
Terrible. Terrible rubbish.
Just with modern headlights.
Yeah.
And then
modern.
More modern.
Did it have Montego rear lights or
something? A legend.
Something like that, yeah.
However, Discovery 3, they did make a big jump in, actually, this Discovery thing could take off. Because,
comfy, looks nice, premium-ish build.
Yeah. It's not full-on rangy.
No.
Fucking hideously complicated, though. For a 20-something-year-old car, that is a hideously complicated thing.
Yeah. And then, obviously, Discovery 4.
What's the one that's a bit Ford?
A bit Fordy.
That's the three and a four, really.
They're very Fordy.
All switch gears, a bit like, I've seen this in a Transit van before.
Yeah, some of it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can also say the same if you jump into a Noble.
Mm. Yeah.
Or a Volvo.
Or if you get into a Ferrari 360 and you go, why has that got the same indicator stalk as a Vauxhall Corsa?
Yeah. Or you get into a Lamborghini Diablo and go, they're from a Series 2 Land Rover.
Lotus Esprit and go, there's an awful lot of Cavalier in here.
Yeah.
There's far too much Cavalier.
Well, it's a really poor mix in an Esprit, really, isn't it? Because some of it's Vauxhall and some of it's Ford. And yeah. the rest of it's Lotus, and none of it's any good.
No, Jesus.
It's all terrible.
In Norfolk or something.
Anyway, I saw this listing come up, and it was a Defender 4. Discovery 4. And it was a bit rough around the edges, and it had quite a few miles on it, about 155,000-160,000-ish. Mm-hmm. But it had MOT, 12 months MOT, and it was up for £4,000. And I thought...
It's a lot of motor car for the money, that, isn't it?
It's a lot of motor vehicle for that money.
That cannot be right. Surely that cannot be right. So obviously, first thing I'd logically do is go onto eBay and type in Land Rover Discovery 4. And sure as hell, you can buy an awful lot of SUV
SUV
for not an awful lot of money these days.
Mm-hmm.
And it got me thinking. It got me thinking that I've said this time and time again on the pod about the 340.
Yeah.
That the only way I will change it is if I change it for something totally different. Because if I try and change it for something...
Another cool, fast estate.
Similar. I'm gonna go... I mean, it doesn't do anything any better than the 340
Or you'll buy an RS6 doesn't sound and it'll just never work.
I wouldn't even want to.
No.
And this is the problem. RS4, RS6. Yeah, brilliant. Awesome vehicles. Fucking... Yeah, I need to do brakes. Sorry, they're how much for the fronts?
For a B7?
No.
The rears are £1,300 and you can only get them from Audi, just for the pair of discs.
This is why BMW Superior, day in, day out, I'm shown reasons why BMW is the best automotive brand that's ever existed ever in the history of time. People give, and sorry for the thing here. An E60 M5, what's the first thing that comes to your head, Bulge?
V10.
Apart from that?
SMG. Shit gearbox.
Shit gearbox. Throttle actuators.
Throttle actuators.
Unreliable.
Yeah.
You're going to fucking...
Chris Bangle drawing it while he was blindfolded.
Hey, some boy, mind the bangle. But you'd think, eesh, not very reliable.
Benny, yeah.
Compare it to the equivalent Audi... An RS6.
A C6 RS6, but my engine's got to come out for everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
It's a small oil leak. Engine out, my pedigree child.
And
light bulb.
Engine out.
You know where this is going.
Yeah.
And then the while you're there jobs list is enormous.
And the whilst you're there, that's the problem.
It's because... you could do with a pair of turbos, and suddenly you've got a 15 grand bill. It's like, it's only a fucking oil leak.
Exactly. Yeah. And with an M5, I've never owned one, never even been in one, so don't quote me on this. But you deal with the three gremlins that they have.
And the slightly cranky eating main bearings. But other than that...
Deal with that. Good car. Or you buy one that's already had it done. Good car. Okay? If it goes wrong, it will bankrupt you.
Mm.
But not as much as equivalent Audi. BMW. Okay? You can walk in and you can buy parts for an E30.
By the way.
You can buy... Not an ad. Hashtag. You can buy parts for an E36.
Yeah.
And because BMW like to keep their classics going, you get considerable discount as well.
Yeah.
So the front kidney grills on an E36, genuine from BMW, they will come the next day and a pair will cost you £80.
Yeah.
Second hand, they'll cost you £50.
Yeah.
With a broken lug.
Yeah, exactly.
Audi.
An Evo lip.
Yeah.
Okay. They're £50 for replica on eBay. You can get one brand new the next day from BMW for £90.
Yeah.
The scuttle panel goes under the windscreen. These are old cars.
Yeah,
they crack,
break.
They go bad. £80 from BMW.
Yeah.
You cannot get fuck all from Audi.
Audi
Nothing.
Are terrible for... I think the EU tell car makers they have to support a model for at least 10 years after it's finished being made.
And 10 years and one
10
day.
10 years and 1 hour. They've gone discontinued. Sorry.
Yeah.
No,
say you need a wing for your RS4. Good luck.
9 years and 364 days. You go, ain't going to be here for a couple of days, mate, I'm afraid, so there's not much we can do.
Oh,
and
no,
done.
Discontinued. Yeah, done. That's it.
NLA. And it's just like,
And Audi have had some iconic cars over the years, and they just don't support them.
No.
Well, try getting bits for an original Quattro from Audi. No chance.
But you can walk into BMW and get parts for an E30 M3.
You can go into BMW and buy a front end for an E24 6 Series.
Well, when I went,
it'll cost you, but you can buy it.
When I was rebuilding that E34,
yeah,
and I needed some just the exterior trim clips mm-hmm. and whatever. And I was
all
like,
still available.
This is a fucking long shot.
Yeah.
A real long shot.
Yeah.
But oh, yeah, we got them in the back, mate.
Literally.
It's a bag of them for 10
how,
quid.
Yeah.
How many do you need? Well,
all of
I
them.
Need all of them, really. Yeah, all right. So he types in the computer. Yeah, 3 bags. Yeah. In £22.
And every time I'm
like... Huh? And the worst part, just with that one example, the worst part with that is that I tried every different fucking clip you could imagine that they sell down at MPD.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until, I think it was Whiteford actually, who went...
Just go to BMW.
Have you asked BMW?
And I was instantly like, think, I was like, no.
A fucking J Reg E34, as if they're going to sell anything for that. Ring them up. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we got them.
And the thing is, you phone them up and you give them a Reg and say, yeah, I need parts for, it's a 535 E34. And they don't go, a what?
Yeah.
Oh, a G20. No, it's not. It's a E24. E, I don't think we, I don't know. They just know.
Yeah.
And 9 times out of 10, they go, oh, cool. And they're sound people that understand.
Yeah.
Again, another reason why BMW is fantastic. If you don't own a BMW, buy a BMW. If you can't afford a BMW, sign up to the Patreon. That was fucking hard to say.
Wow.
Anyway.
Back to Land Rover.
Sorry. It sort of got me thinking that if it became the perfect storm with this insurance lark, that they write the car off and we agree a price of circa £20,000
mm-hmm.
and they tell me that either I cannot buy the car back because some insurers don't.
Yeah, they don't like
they
it.
Because they know full well that, well, if we take it to Copart, it'll go into an auction and we'll probably get 14 grand back for that.
Yeah.
Because it's not a heavily damaged car.
No.
So, yeah, we're going to recover most of our money. Or they say, yes, you can buy the car back, but we're only going to give you 10 grand. You can have the car and 10 grand.
Mm.
And then it puts me in that position of, well, it's probably going to cost me, even if I do it cheaply, 6 to put it right.
Yeah.
Then I've only got 4 grand of, in inverted commas, extra money. The car's going to lose at least 4 grand in resale value because it's now a category N. So I'm going to be out of pocket.
Yeah.
So if there was a, like I say, a perfect storm that they gave me £20,000 and I had to walk away from the car, basically,
mm-hmm.
that instead of me, because at this moment in time, I think I said this on the last episode, I'm not in a position that I can put extra money towards buying a new car.
Mm-hmm.
I've got other things on the horizon that are far more important than having a fancy car.
Penis extension.
Yeah.
Mm.
Needed.
Desperately.
Can I get 2 for the price of 1, please?
I have set up a GoFundMe.
It's on our patreon.com/7044.
That I sort of thought to myself, well, anybody who listens to this episode that has ever driven a relatively good Discovery 3 or 4
mm-hmm.
will know, actually, they do drive Lovely. Fucking nice.
Some tow loader as well.
And they are a nice place to be inside. And yes, I'm going to get in it and it's going to feel dated, but
it's not necessarily a bad thing.
First world problem.
You get one with a Harman Kardon system, they actually sound pretty good, like stereo-wise. Yeah.
I think what we'll do is, if it hasn't already got it, some sort of Bluetooth module.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's all you really need.
Yeah.
As long as you play your own music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you can upgrade it to some sort of CarPlay thing, or does that thing, can that do CarPlay? Just check in, I don't know. Put coal in the back, I don't know. And then you've got sat-nav, music, everything you could ever need.
Yeah.
You know, heated seats is nice. But I mean, I'm sure you can operate your own high beams these days, can you? If it pushes the shove.
I do anyway.
Yes, because modern cars are shit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But I think as well, the good thing about that to be, I mean, I know it's not necessarily on the cards and for that, but like you said, you've got to go for something different. Whereas before you had cool, fast, also not bad on fuel, but fast, Corolla if I wanted to. I mean, when I went for my 540, I was in a very similar situation, except mine was
significantly less zeros.
Sort of like a
involved.
Nail, really.
Yeah.
But just went really well and looked quite cool. And I kind of looked about, and I was, you probably remember, I was in the same situation where I was like, this isn't worth enough for me to be able to replace it with something as equally as cool.
Yeah. Before 540s had their jump, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was generally worth, I don't even know, 1,500 quid, couple of grand back then?
Yeah, couple of grand on a good day.
I offered you 1,500 quid for it.
So it was like, and I couldn't buy anything that would have been either cooler or faster. Just one of those of the two for the same money. So I just basically kept on to it. I mean, it did blow up. But then the car I had after that was an A4 diesel automatic.
Yeah.
It was quite a cool one. Don't get me, it sounds really dull when I say it like that, but it was quite a cool one. But I was then able
B5,
to...
B5, wasn't it?
B5. What colour blue was it?
Is that... What the hell was it called? The really bright blue,
really
wasn't
bright
it?
Blue, yeah. Sort of a bit like Arden... What's it called again? On the...
Kind of like Arden blue. I don't
Arden,
know,
that's
but
it,
a bit,
yeah.
bit lighter.
A bit lighter than that and everything.
Kingfisher
else.
Blue.
Kingfisher blue it was. Well done. That is... I mean, I know you just remembered that one, but it was a nice looking car.
Yeah.
Very comfortable, like big, comfortable, automatic, big diesel engine, great. So I was able to be like, huh, I'm getting 45 to the gallon. Or probably not that much. Yeah. But it was
better
nice.
Than the 10 you were getting.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, fucking hell, put 20 quid in and I'm still getting fucking. So it became, oh, it wasn't as fast or as cool, but there was a new element that I could enjoy.
Yeah.
And just being in something that's higher and comfy. There's a lot to be said for that. Especially,
yeah.
I do like a Disco 4. Benny's dad's got one. And I've spent a lot of time in it, and I've driven it.
But this it's is the nice. Thing, is that having a look on Auto Trader, I mean, you can get, as I showed you two, a pretty nice one.
I didn't see the advert. You didn't show it to
with,
me. So
except, oh, I sort of helped. Yeah, okay.
All right, cool.
But with acceptable mileage, 115k, which you can see, it has been a Chelsea tractor, which is fine for what I would want.
Yeah,
and that particular one was 7.5 grand,
yeah,
or best offer,
yeah,
with 12 months MOT.
Yeah,
and it's like, well, actually, that's quite a lot of vehicle for what I would consider not a huge amount of money.
Yeah.
No.
And what I was saying downstairs is that...
Budget baller.
7 grand on a car.
Is that I would... If somebody said to me, John, I've got a Discovery 4 that I want to advertise.
Mm-hmm.
This is it. It's a bit rough around the... It's a little bit rough around... It's got a couple of marks on the corners
and
car park dings on 120,000 mile. What do you think I should advertise it for?
Mm-hmm.
And me, without ever looking... Because I've never followed the market of Land Rover.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get
you. I just sort of assumed that because it's Land Rover...
Shit.
The same as a 90. They're just overpriced for what they are.
Yeah.
And I would have said 12 grand.
King Land Rover tax.
Yeah, 12, probably 12-ish. Yeah.
It's just not worth that much.
And so what I was saying downstairs is like... If in my head, man maths, I was expecting to pay 10 to 12 for this car, and I bought it for 7, well, I've got £3,000 to £5,000 left over that if I were to have a problem, that, well, actually, I was expecting to have paid 10 to 12 for it anyway, so it's... free this repair.
And the good thing is with Land Rovers is because they aren't the most reliable things in the world and people do always like to keep them going, there's a lot of knowledge out there.
Oh yeah.
And you can find a 4x4 specialist within meters of each other.
Yeah
It's not like I've got a problem, because there's nothing worse than a car that's got a problem that no one can work out.
Yeah,
but because they have a tendency to go wrong sometimes.
Every single common issue.
Yeah, I was doing that, isn't it? Well, you've got to change the fucking flux capacitor on a 2B4B Darby 9 round the back. Hellish, eh, is?
Yeah.
Dropping around the Marwin, getting out. Wind bailing in the morning, so not too early, mind. Okay, thank you, sir. Fucking hell. Your brother's your cousin and your wife at the same time. I don't know what's going on here, but cheers, thanks, thanks. I wish it came out, but you've got 18 fingers on one hand. Cheers, cheers, cheers. You know,
and
Evan,
done.
Yeah. And then the other thing that I was saying is that, like, If you were able to buy the right vehicle, unless something goes catastrophically wrong with it, i.e., it's now it was a V6 that's 3 liters, and now all of a sudden it's fucking a 5 liter V6 because there's a hole in the block. and you're just unlucky like that. Mm. But if something doesn't go catastrophically wrong with it, it's still surely going to be worth that much money in 3 years or 5 years' time.
See, welcome to mine and Bulge's world of motoring. It's basically what you do is you buy things at the very bottom of the market because they can't go down. And they stay roughly at that value.
Yeah.
And when you're buying that much car for the money, you think, well, this can't possibly be worth buttons by the time I'm done with it.
No.
Oh, yeah, in 15 years' time, yeah, this will be scrap.
Yeah, it's on 300,000 miles.
But I'd have sold it way before then.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. It's on 300,000 miles on its fourth engine. Yeah. It's got one airbag that nearly works, and that's it.
Body's been off. Yeah, body's been off. Seven times.
There's actually only one bolt in there now because it comes off so fucking regularly.
It's called quick release now. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you've changed it, the, don't changed hit a speed the bolts up too quick. Bonnet clips.
Yeah. Don't hit a speed hump too quick or the body will fall off.
You can go fast, I can go anywhere.
Fucking wacky racers.
Yuck. It's addressed like Dick Dastard. I remember my brother had a Disco 3 and it wasn't the best example, but when it was working, so comfortable.
Yeah.
Just wafty. Yeah. And actually, it goes without saying, as a Land Rover, I was surprised at what it would actually do in an off-roady sort of situation. So, you know the steep hill that goes up from the Blue Bull? Is it the Blue Bell or the Blue Ball at Triscum?
Yeah, yeah.
And you go up the Quarry Road, the really steep one that's fucked.
Yeah.
You used to be able to drive a car up it. You can't anymore because it's just fucked. Went up that in the snow on basically bald road tyres and it just drove up it.
Yeah.
It was like,
do you know, I was I was watching a YouTube compilation.
Hello.
About, I don't know.
Compilation.
Three, four weeks ago.
Was it YouTube or?
That Ben Gregers. You know,
Who?
He does. You must have seen all the Rutherford Dam.
Oh, yes.
Rutherford Fords.
Yes.
And flood. People going through. And flooding. But anyway, that's basically what he specialises in, is vehicles going through fucking water.
And dragging them out again.
But I can't remember what it was called now, but there was some big 4x4 event. Bisley fucking thing. No, Biscum. Biscum or something like that.
Right.
Anyway, Biscuit. Massive, great 4x4 event. And they've... but actually organised.
Yeah.
Not just
not a complete shit show.
Yeah. And in there they had a mud run and he videoed that.
Yeah.
And you can tell at the start of the day, because absolutely everything was going through.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you go into it, you go in, you go down a little step and it gets deep and then you come up the step and go out. Well, that step turns into a fucking ridge and then everything's getting stuck there.
Right.
But then you've got people in vehicles like Benny's, for example, with fucking air lockers. The 90.
Yeah.
You know, air lockers and 35-inch mud tires and blah, they're getting stuck.
Mm.
And then you see some bloke who he's not even got a fucking snorkel in a Discovery 4 on the all-terrain tyres, and you can tell that they've put it in fucking 4x4 mode.
Yeah.
The thing's lifted itself up off the ground, and they don't go fucking bounce this cunt off the governor and send it in. You know, they just drive into it, and it fucking bobs along, the wheels sort of spin, then that one stops spinning, the other one starts spinning, and it just
gets
crawls
out.
Its way out of it. And you're like,
that's
fucking impressive.
That's the nice thing about that chassis, though. So it's got independent suspension. It can always keep a wheel on the ground.
Yeah.
Whereas like the old stuff with live axles, it's great for, you know, what it's for and like stupid angles and that. But in terms of actually keeping all the wheels on the ground, they're not as good.
No. No.
You know.
And I mean, not that I would be buying one to think, oh yeah, I'm gonna go off road events with it. But there is, at the same time...
It's nice to know he can climb a leafy curb
in
his estate in Wellington.
Yeah.
But there is, at the same
time... On the way
time,
to Waitrose.
Yeah.
At the same time, there is that part that's like, well,
If you've got it.
If I bought that thing,
yeah.
And then actually I found myself in 5-6 years' time that, well, I've got enough money now that I can buy a better daily.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't actually have to sell that Discovery, for example.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, shall I put some bigger tyres on it?
Yeah.
Shall I buy winch bumpers? And
yeah. Take the front bumper off.
Yeah. Because it's a Land Rover, so everything is available for all of that.
Mm.
From fucking everywhere.
Yeah.
Absolutely fucking everywhere. Mm. You know, I could effectively drive it to Devon 4x4 and go, I've got £5,000 that I'm willing to spend on this to make it a bit of an overlander.
Mm.
Will you? Yep, fine. There's the keys. There's £5,000. Phone me when it's done.
Yeah.
You know, and it'll, come back to it with bigger tyres and winch bumpers and a light bar and a fucking canopy and blah, 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 and off you go.
Yeah, cool.
So it's like...
And an axe for murdering.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can lend him yours, can't you?
No, I'm using that.
Oh, yeah, of course. Very, very busy axe, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think it's a great idea. And it is the change as well, isn't it?
Yeah. However, obviously, if the insurance say, yeah, fine, go ahead and repair it.
Yeah.
The Beamer's staying.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah, brother. Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, given the choice, I think, imagine if we have
Beamer.
Land Rover. Cool BMW. Yeesh. Tough one. I mean, my heart bleeds for you.
I mean, like I say, the Discovery 4, in inverted commas, idea would have to be a perfect storm for me to actually actually do that.
I wouldn't say all the stars have to align, you know, all the sort of, you know.
Yeah.
All the turds would have to align.
All the floaters would have to beach themselves.
I tell you what, I mean, it's unsurprising, but I tell you what, I saw one of them advertised and I thought, yeah, I know. Well, we're an hour and 10 in and I'm thinking, I always feel like we've always kind of done an hour and a half, but it's late and I'm fucking knackered.
Yeah.
But I tell you what has come down to like a yeesh. I sent one to Benny and I was like,
away.
Cheap. And he was like, that's pretty much the going rate for them now.
Shit.
Is a new, I say new, the shape after. What, right, it's a Range Rover Sport, basically, but new one. It might not even have been a Sport, but like what I consider the new one.
What, a 405?
405.
405, yeah. They are so cheap now.
Yeah.
So cheap.
But they are very problematic.
Yeah.
That's the issue with them.
A 322 facelift with a 4.4 is the sweet spot, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah.
I believe.
Benny's
I don't know
got a
that
bit of a scratch that he wants to itch for one of them. He actually sold the Touareg the other day. And then unsold it sharpish. We better unsell them sharpish. Film?
Lockstock.
Well done. You've seen Lockstock, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. What happened to those guns? We sold them. We better unsell them sharpish. Because an L322 4.4? Is that a BMW engine, M62?
No, it's a TDV8.
TDV8, yeah.
It's a Land Rover engine.
I love it. Came up for sale.
Sound cool, though.
Good spec, good service history, good. Benny managed to sell the Touareg in half a day. Job done. And he phoned up the guy that has done all the work on it and said, you know, what's it like? Being told, oh, she's sweet's a nut. He went, oh, yeah, no, it is a good one. It is a good one. Gearbox a bit jerky, though. And that was enough for Benny to be like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah,
nah. So he's keeping the Touareg for now. What would you call it? Touareg?
Touareg,
sorry.
What? One of us is right and one of us is wrong. And the thing is that neither of us know which.
No. So, what did your German friend say again?
Well, he says Touareg.
Yeah, there we go. I'm right then. Probably.
Yeah?
According to one man from Germany I've never met.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he has a bit of an itch for one, which he will scratch. Because the one he did have was shit. But it was still good, if you know what I mean.
The one he sold to Whiteford?
Yeah. Like, he took me out in it, and it was like, I think it was £1,500 or £1,200.
Mm.
It was cheap. I remember thinking, this is not bad.
Because that was a 3.6, wasn't it?
Yeah. And we both said the exact same thing. If a cheap one is this good, what must a really nice one be like?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? So I can understand why he has the itch. But yeah. I don't think I'd ever have anything like that. Because I can't work on my own shit. That's the problem.
Yeah, the worry is something really complicated going wrong and you're like, oh fuck, I can't get the work.
I just like value for money. And I think there's a bit of a blank spot with cars, I think. I don't know if you two would agree, where stuff is kind of cheap and it doesn't matter because it was cheap. You know, as long as it doesn't cost more than the car's worth. Generally, you don't tend to have those kind of problems. If you do, the car's done. But it's cheap, so it doesn't matter. You don't mind keeping it going. But then there's also kind of where you're at with the 340, not with the crash side of things, but it's worth so much money, you're going to do it. Because the value's there.
Yeah.
But there becomes this bit in the middle, to me,
where
it's like, this has cost me a pretty penny.
Yeah.
And if it goes wrong, I'm going to be out of pocket and fucked.
Yeah.
Back to square fucking one.
Yeah.
You know? Well, and that's what worries me, is buying something in that grey zone.
It does go back to, again, this was a conversation we had pre-podcast with the Cayman.
Yeah.
And there was an absolute prime example on this, that on one of the Cayman Owners Club pages the other day, somebody had posted up in there that he didn't know what to do with the car because he bought it 2 months ago, and he's already had to spend £3,000 on basically putting it right.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, well, what did you pay for it? 6.5. Well,
yeah,
you bought a 6.5 grand Porsche.
Yeah,
you should have spent 10, really, and
with no service history.
Yeah,
you've got no idea when anything had been done on it, and now you're upset that you've had to do discs, pads, lower arms. Mm-hmm. One of the big issues with those cars is the couplings that go between the radiator pipes.
Yeah.
Because obviously the radiators are at the front and the engines in the middle.
Yeah.
So, and the problem is that it's always the same. It's the little coupling that joins the front half to the back half.
Is that a plastic bit with O-rings either end of it?
It's actually aluminium.
Oh, is it?
It is aluminium.
But it heat cycles.
Aluminium.
Yeah.
Made of foil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the problem is that you can't buy just the coupling. So you've then got to replace the water lines, which, like, I could do that job myself if I wanted to.
Yeah.
I wouldn't really fucking want to.
No.
Because it's like, fucking hell, I've got to take all the under trays off, got to take the radiators out, which at that point, well, if I'm taking the radiators out, I might as well degas the aircon.
Yeah, aircon condenser.
Take it all out and clean it up, and if it needs an aircon condenser, do it now.
Yeah.
Because it's on the fucking floor.
Yeah.
Does it need a radiator because the fins are all fucked?
Mm-hmm.
Well, do it now again, etc., etc. So all of a sudden, what is a 250 quid part soon turns into 1500 quid, plus labour, it can spiral.
Mm-hmm.
It can spiral. And yeah, obviously, like, the majority of owners were like, well, you bought a 6.5 grand Porsche. what are you expecting out of a 6.5 grand? If all you had was 6.5 grand, you should not have bought a Porsche.
Mm. No. No, you're lost. Yeah. Your last 6.5 grand, and you're like, I want to buy a car. It's like, don't buy a Porsche.
No. No. You have to look at it in the way that I've just said, that I would have thought that would have been a 12 grand car.
Yeah. Mm.
So now you've got 5.5 grand to bring you up to what you were expecting to have paid.
Yeah.
You know.
Except that he's maxed himself out of 6 grand and gone, oh, fucking hell.
Yeah. Can I just say, that is most man math thing I've ever heard in my life.
It's true.
It's pretty man math, isn't it? I mean, I like it. I don't necessarily say
it's true.
I think it is.
I think if you've got the money, yes.
Yeah. This is what I mean. If you had
surely, if you had the money, you'd just buy.
If you had, so let's say
a 12 grand one.
Exactly.
Surely.
Yes.
Surely.
But then this is the.
But then you could find yourself in that other, the next bracket up, where
yeah.
Hang on, I've just spent my entire £12,000 and Oh, fuck.
And actually, actually, what this car should have been was 16.
Yeah.
But it's 12 for a reason.
Yeah.
You know?
But also, like, going back to what you were saying about, like, well, what we were both saying about this grey area, it's like my E90, for example, it's a good car. Pretty much everything works. Got a couple of things, ABS fault still. A bit of this, bit of that. But, like, it's all things that are fine. Sometimes you'll find yourself in a situation with a car where it's like, fucking hell, I've got to do this, and it's quite a big job. Mm. And then when you stop and think about it, you think, well, actually, I need to do that, which isn't fucking cheap. And actually, that's making a bit of a grumble.
Mm.
So that's, and then you start to weigh up those three jobs, you think, ooh, actually,
fuck this.
Yeesh. Which, if you're in that grey area where you've spent close to 10 grand on a car, and all of a sudden something goes wrong, but you've also got a couple of other niggly little things that you've kind of been putting off a bit, then when you weigh it up, you think, ah, fuck.
Yeah.
I'm going to spend nearly, not quite what the car's worth, because if you've got a 10 grand car and it's 10 grand's worth of money, then you've got something hideously wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
you've bought a Maserati, is what you've done.
Or a Maserati, I don't know, both are fine. But yeah, that's that grey area. That's what scares me. I don't mind spending, well, if I
but
had
then,
it, I don't mind spending strong money on a car. Because
but then
you've
got, I think that figure there, 10 grand, for it doesn't matter what the figure is, if that is the average going rate for a car, then I think you're safe.
Yes.
But I think the problem is that if you've spent 10 grand on a car that everything else is 14.
Yeah.
Mm,
you've got to start thinking,
I've taken a punt and I'm hoping for the fucking best.
Yes.
And you might get lucky. You might, you know, there's the, I mean, I did. I bought that Corsa with a red top in it for fucking no money.
In pennies.
No money, because it wouldn't run.
Right, yeah.
And ended up being the fucking, literally there was no earth strap from the engine to the chassis. and I dragged it home because I thought, well, fuck it, I'll find a way to make it run.
Yeah.
And if not, I'll break it and I'll make my money back like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I fucking dragged it home and was looking around it the next day and I thought,
hang on a minute,
something isn't right here.
Yeah.
And got underneath the car. There's the earth strap attached to the chassis.
Fuck,
not attached
sake
to the block. Put it on. Brum! Fucking turnkey.
What noise?
Off she went. Brum!
Don't enable the ape.
No, I do love that every time I say what you do, straight away, bang on as well. I didn't. I've even forgotten it, or I didn't know you had a Corsa with a red top in it.
Yeah, I did.
Oh,
I did.
Long.
Yeah,
that was
it
wasn't.
I assumed it was a long time ago, but I don't think it was
the,
last year.
I mean, it was a fucking death trap because I bought it with fuck all money, with exactly what we were just talking about. I bought it with the last of the money that
fuck
I had,
money bulge.
And I fucking didn't have no money. And
trust fund hadn't been opened yet then.
And then the issue was is that it was still very much a 1.4 Corsa, but with 150 odd horsepower.
Yeah.
And it didn't fucking stop, and it didn't fucking go round corners.
That's me. So actually, it didn't start when you bought it either.
No.
You bought a car that didn't stop, start, or go round corners.
Yeah.
Good effort.
But
good going,
I sold it 6-8 weeks later. I paid, what did I pay for it? I think at the time I paid 450 quid for it.
Fucking hell.
But at the time, you could buy a fucking red top for 400 quid.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't an expensive thing to do. And I think I sold it for a grand. And literally, I spent 20 quid on a new earth strap.
Did you get to enjoy it at all? Just blat it up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I drove it for 4 weeks.
How many Corsas have you owned?
All of them.
Four.
Lord, how many have you owned, Bulge?
None.
Good answer.
How many BMWs have you owned?
Fuck me, how long have we got?
Yeah, exactly.
They're not Corsas, are they?
I've had some Astras.
Fuck three. Me, brother. Three I've had.
You had a VXR, the bean can.
Yeah.
And the
hovercraft.
The red top. Yeah.
Hovercraft.
Yeah.
Lordy.
How many Astras have I had?
It was fucking funny. I've got to give it his credit. Because this was the thing, is that Matey had taken me out in it before.
Oh,
and
really?
Then it just stopped running.
Not like he fitted the engine and didn't do the earth strap.
No.
Ah,
no. So it just stopped running. He could not figure it out for the life of him. And he had fuck all money.
Yeah.
None at all. And he needed an car to get him around.
Never
and it was obviously still a 1.4 on the logbook, so it was still cheap to tax and insure and etc.
Not that we condone that kind of thing.
No.
Oh, we do, wholeheartedly. We do. All three of us, so we're all for it.
And yeah,
all
so
done it at some point.
I still am, technically, in one way or another.
Yeah, like I say, I sold it.
Allegedly.
I'm fairly sure I sold it for a grand just to get rid of it quick, but it was fucking rough as well.
Yeah.
It was.
What colour was it?
The worst kind of blue that they did in the Corsa. It was like, it was literally like they could not have picked a worse Corsa to put a red top in.
Doesn't that make it the best Corsa, though?
Do you? Well, because you like a sleeper.
Yeah, but
you like,
I mean,
shit cars that go like fuck.
Death trap. Yeah.
Right, shall us?
Yeah.
Yeah, please.
I got to say, gentlemen, I have thoroughly enjoyed this evening.
Been a hoot.
That's been good.
It's been an absolute hoot. We had a very pleasant sort of, you know, just three mates sat chatting over some food
in Noel's restaurant.
Some pre-game, yeah. Pre-game. And then we came up here and we done what I can only describe as a hilarious Patreon episode.
There was lots of chuckling going on.
Many a chuckle. And now an hour and a half and 26 minutes of hootery, car based hootery, in fact.
We're hey.
And do you know what? I've said this.
And in instant racism again from Bowles.
Yeah, what? From the off.
When?
Literally from
the
off.
I'll repeat it because I'll get
no,
told
I'm not.
No, you guys give me an example because I don't remember doing that.
I mean, we're not even joking this time.
No. You'll hear it on Friday.
You were very racist.
When?
From the off.
When?
At the start of the episode.
When you introduced me.
How was that racist?
Well,
it wasn't. It just wasn't. You two are a pair of twats.
No. At least I'm not a racist twat.
Yeah, no, just give
I mean,
yeah,
that's debatable.
Zionist.
That's debatable.
We are, but off air. Which is 13 and a half days of the week. You're not even racist 13 and a half days of the week. Put a microphone in front of it, it all comes out. Although we did, was it on the Patreon where we really wanted to say the N-word?
Please remind me.
Good shot.
What your old man said to you when you bought your McGann.
Was it about the colour?
No, we won't go.
Not of the car, it wasn't, no.
Right, okay. Oh, was it the person you bought it from?
Yes.
Okay, and on that note, on that racist note, thank you so much for listening. If you've made it this far and you haven't signed up for the Patreon and your name is Callum, get on it. For the love
and
of God.
And you, EcoBoom.
Okay, yeah. Bye.
Sorry, I can't remember your name. 69 pence a week.
Way, hey.
Way, hey. Bold say, way, hey.
Absolutely not.
Say, way, hey. Nope.